your name and your title.
Aaron Carlson, Vice President of the Growers Board for Illinois Corn Growers.
All right, lots of things I know that are on your mind with the corn growers, but let's talk about a couple of them. One, hopefully a victory, the WOTUS rule.
Yes, that's a huge deal for WOTUS to be, I guess, kicked out of the wheelhouse here. I'm glad that that's gone, and it's important to farmers to not be regulated on the waterways of the U.S.
Can you explain that to non-farmers, why that was so important?
Well, the WOTUS rule basically is expanding the jurisdiction of the federal government. So basically, if we have a great big storm and we have puddles and streams, that was never defined truly where their jurisdiction ended and started. And the WOTUS rule expanded that with very vague definition, and that's why we didn't approve it.
Yeah, really, it regulated almost any ditch, any low-lying ground that may at some time hold water.
That's exactly right. And so you have some sort of a weather event of a 5-inch rain, and you've got your ditch is full in front of your house. All of a sudden, that can be deemed a navigable water, and that they get to have control over that, and that's not proper.
One of the other issues is trade. We're kind of up in the air now. We've lost the TPP, which sounded like a great deal for agriculture, if not for everybody else. What is Illinois corn doing to get that message out?
Well, obviously, TPP was a very big deal. With our current climate of surplus that we have on the corn side of things, obviously, we wanted to be a player in that, mainly between the U.S. and Japan. Hopefully, we can get some sort of bilateral trade agreement done, or we were starting to hear rumors that possibly we may enter back into TPP. But it is it's a very big deal, particularly in the meat industry.
I overheard a conversation this morning. I won't mention who it was, but they're very pessimistic about Mexico and the NAFTA and the fact that Mexico may start looking to the south and actually making it easier for Brazil, Argentina, et cetera, to send corn their way.
I know, and that is a very big concern for us as growers in our organization. Mexico is our number one importer of corn or exporter for us, and a lot of it comes out of the state of Illinois, believe it or not. 50% of our corn that's grown does go for export, so it's a big deal for particularly in the state of Illinois.
Yeah, so half of the corn that's grown on your farm ends up in some other country, not just out of state or not just out of your county. Let's also talk a little bit about ethanol in the RFS. There's been some talk going on this week. Somebody apparently spoke out of turn, but that's a real concern too.
Yes. When it comes to the ethanol and the stuff that just kind of happened this last week, there's a lot of hearsay, but we do strongly support the Reed vapor pressure waiver, if we can get that somehow. But there's a lot of murkiness in the water, so to speak, with what actually happened and where it came from and all parties involved. So we're kind of stepping back and kind of watching to see how that plays out. But the Reed vapor pressure waiver is a big deal to the industry.
One other issue that we thought was resolved at one point, but is still out there, and I don't know if you guys are specifically dealing with it, but it's the locks and dams on the Illinois and the Mississippi River. I mean, we passed the WERDA. The Congress passed the WERDA Act several years ago, and yet we're not seeing much work.
Well, we passed the WERDA, but we didn't fund it.
Right.
So we're hoping that we can be included in the transportation bill that has been, I guess, proposed, the $1 trillion over 10 years. I guess we'll see how that plays, but we're trying to get to make sure that we can be under the tent, so to speak, with to try to improve the infrastructure along the locks and dams waterways.
That'd be a real crisis if we even just lose one of those, and they are in a position to crumble, it seems, at any time.
Oh, this is true. Basically, you have to view it as chains in a link, you know, or links in a chain. If you lose one link, it takes down the whole system. So it's extremely important that we maintain and actually start repairing and replacing some of these locks and dams that were made for, you know, 40 to 50 years, and they're well over that, you know. 80, 90, 100, you know, I mean, they're getting up there. So, yes, very important.
What other issues are you guys working on right now?
We're starting to look at Farm Bill stuff. We've had a lot of, we call them town meetings, a lot of surveys. We're in the process of collecting all that data, and we've actually started having, I'm actually on our Farm Bill task force, taking in all that information and trying to see where our producers stand, what their wants and needs, what they really want protected, what they want the Farm Bill to kind of look at, what they liked, what they didn't like, and then we're going to go from there and start meeting with our legislators to make sure that when the Farm Bill starts to get talked about, that we're there at the table.
We just in the media heard from Chairman Conaway, and he is very, very optimistic that it will get done this year. Do you feel that?
I think it's good to be optimistic. I guess we'll see. But yeah, that would be fantastic if we could start hammering out the details and get something moving. I did hear that he wants to make sure that we keep the food and the food portion in the Farm Bill, which is extremely important to tie the two together to make sure that, you know, this the whole Farm Bill works the way that it should.